Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse DePlantis. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. I tell you, God's doing great things around the world because we are preaching this glorious gospel. And what a blessing it is. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you about something that I just enjoy, and that's called faith. Faith is not a feeling. It's a force. And may the force be with you. Remember that? Star Wars, I think that's what that is. You see, when you understand the power of faith and the force that it has on things around you, it's amazing how easy it is to use it. The Bible says now faith is. So I don't struggle with my faith because it's always in the now. I always go to Galatians 2:20. Well, Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live right here in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. So I connect my faith to Jesus's faith. You get those two together, it's a force. And I mean, it's powerful. And I just quoted you Hebrews 11:1, which is the definition of faith. Let me show you how much force it has. Jesus said, and this is amazing. He's looking at a physical mountain. Now, how much does a mountain weigh? Big one, small one. You're talking trillion, gazillion, I don't know the number of tons. Yet he says, for verily I say unto you, that's Mark 11:23, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, believe those things which you say. You say. What are you saying? Are you climbing your mountain? Or are you talking to your mountain? If you're climbing your mountain, then it's becoming a part of your life. You don't want that because it's an obstruction. But if you say to that mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast, see not doubt in your heart, believe those things which you say shall come to pass. You shall have whatsoever you sayeth. It is so many people climb a mountain they never need to climb. Talk to it. And God said the force of faith will push it away. Maybe your mountain is cancer, stage 4. They say that's as worse as it gets. I don't doubt that. I don't doubt what the doctors say. I don't doubt any of that. But I want to know what you say and what you're willing to believe during this. Now, that's a big mountain to look at, but if you start talking to it, it gets smaller. Don't walk up to it and climb on it and say, well, I hope this works, because, you know, you slide down a mountain pretty easy. But when you talk to that mountain, you keep pushing it away, because the force of faith will do that. And when you understand it, it's not a feeling. A person asked me this the other day, but Jesse, when you believe in God for something and you got pain, what do you do? Okay, I don't deny the pain. I mean, that would be living in denial. I deny its right to exist in my body, which means if pain you gonna talk, then Jesse gonna talk. It's talking to me, I'm talking to it. And the louder I get, the less I can hear the pain talk. All of a sudden you can feel it subside, boy, when you come at it with the word of God, because it's a force of faith. How long does it take? I don't know. I don't know your body. I know my body. See, and I just tell my body, this is what you're going to do. And it's going to happen. And let me tell you something, your body talks to you. You ever heard of food noise? Think about that for a minute. I mean, you're not even hungry, right? And yet that food voice is saying, hey, why don't we just go over there and get us a piece of something or this or that. Now you got to talk to that voice. And once you control that voice, diets are nothing. Nothing. They just fall by the wayside because it's food noise. Well, faith is not a feeling. It's a force. What will you use today to get rid of your mountain? Or your food noise, or your cancer, or diabetes. Don't say this, you know, my diabetes. Why you claim that? I don't deny you have it, but why would you call it into you? Speak it away from you and allow Jesus to use the force of faith to minister greatly in your life. If you'll do that and faith that fact, things will change everywhere in life. See you next week. God bless. Bye-bye.